FSN Radio.
It's all about what's next.
Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports.
The Financial Survival Network.
It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening and perhaps even watching the Financial Survival Network, and I'm Kerry Lutz. Hey, we've been working with Trilogy Metals, show sponsor, for years already, and there's been some big news that has come out in the past 2 months, and excited to have Tony Giardini with us. Tony, you're president, CEO of Trilogy Metals, and your record in mining goes back decades already. You know, you became CEO just last year, and you've got a record of experience on the types of projects that Trilogy has. I should mention, Trilogy Metals is in the process of developing a major polymetallic mine in Alaska's Ambler District. We're talking billions of pounds of copper, lead, and zinc, huge amounts of gold and silver, high grades, low costs, and a will to get the job done. And with you, Tony, and your team, I mean, we're talking first-rate management, been there, done that, and literally has the travel mug to show for it. And finally, we get a decision from the Bureau of Land Management and the Army Corps of Engineers, because obviously this is a remote project. It's out there, really, it's out there in Alaska, and you got to build a 200 kilometer road to get to it, which requires a lot of federal compliance interaction with the government. Finally, you get the approval. Was the champagne being circulated around Trilogy's headquarters that day?
Well, first of all, Kerry, thanks for having me on the show. I very much appreciate the support. And, you know, maybe you and I should change places because you tell the story so well. Let me start. Yeah, I do have my little coronavirus beard going here as we're in lockdown here in Canada. And unfortunately, I haven't been able to get up to Alaska to be there as things are moving forward. But as you point out, 2 very exciting developments over the last several months. The first was a record of decision on the road. And this is pivotal to the development of the Ambler District. And just for your listeners' benefit, I'll just take a step back. This road process has been going on for many, many years, but in fact, it's really been going on for decades. And it really goes back to over 40 years ago when there was always a promise to build or facilitate a road into the Ambler District. And there's been tremendous support within the state of Alaska at all levels of government to advance this road. And what we received in the last month was a final record of decision in terms of moving that road forward. And so what that allows now is the next step, which is engineering, construction, and financing of a road. And we're working with a government agency, a state agency called ADA, which is moving to develop that road. And just for your listeners' sake, as you pointed out, the road is 211 miles. And what that does is it connects the district, and the district is 172,000 hectares, to the Dalton Highway. And from there, we have access down to Fairbanks and then into Anchorage, where there's existing port and rail facilities that are already available. So the road is very key to unlocking the value proposition at Trilogy. And that news came out, as I said, just within the last month and a half. So we're very excited about that, terms of how that's going to move things forward. The second big news for us was the completion of the feasibility study. Now, I want to point out that this was a Trilogy feasibility study. We had done a pre-feasibility study in 2018, which was really based on 2017 numbers. And what we've done now is we've updated that and done more detailed work to effectively demonstrate the viability of the first mine that will be developed in that district. And I think that's really important for people to understand, is we are talking about a district, and Arctic is the first mine in that district. So what we've done is we've completed that feasibility study. We'll be filing the technical report. We have a presentation on that study. It's on our website, trilogymetals.com. I encourage your listeners, viewers to go to the website and have a look at the presentation, which details all of the information about the study. And we'll be posting the technical reports for regulatory purposes within 45 days. So the feasibility study sets out the blueprint for how we would see the mine move forward. And as you pointed out, the economics that we've used in the study is based on a number of assumptions. And what we've done is we've used the same price assumptions that we used in the pre-feasibility study in 2017. So copper at $3, gold at $1,300, silver at $18, zinc at $1.10, I believe lead was at $1. So I think we've been fair and reasonable so that there's a reasonable basis for comparison. And the results of a study are very positive. And then what we've done is we've also indicated what the economics would be at more contemporary prices. So a little lower copper, but higher gold and silver. And there's a big increase in value associated with Arctic as a project. So maybe with that, that's the high level overview of where we're at.
Yeah. And of course, you'll find a link to the presentation in the show notes to this interview on Financial Survival Network. So when we look the road's obviously going to take several years to complete. From my understanding, you'll still be able to use it before its completion. Do I have that right? Because in the winter, it'll basically be an ice road.
Right. So the first phase of a road is really the engineering process. And what we've done is we have an initial agreement with AIDA where there's a very nominal amount of funding, an aggregate total of $1 million, $500,000 from Ambler Metals, which is a JV that holds the Ambler District, and $500,000 from AIDA. AIDA has a commitment of $35 million for funding for that feasibility study work that needs to be done and engineering work. And we're prepared to match that. And it's just a matter of putting the documentation together at the Ambler Metals level and agreeing that with AIDA. So that would be the first step in the process. And subject to how quickly we can get going, we could see that road develop within roughly a 3-year time period. And what we see is that the initial phase of a road would be a single lane, all-weather road, gravel with pullouts. And then it would ultimately evolve to a 2-lane, all-weather gravel road. But as you point out, having an ice road in there would help us facilitate the development of a mine once we get going. So we don't need the full developed road to get us going in terms of the next phase of construction. And what we do need is we need a commitment to start moving forward on the road. Then once we're able to get an ice road in there, we're able to start to move materials and supplies in and can look at the next phase of development associated with the Ambler Mine, which, could happen in conjunction with the road, could happen after the road. We're probably likely talking in terms of the road and the mine completion of about a 5 to 6 year time period, assuming things go the way we hope.
Right. And we all know Murphy's Law was created for the mining industry, but like I say, you guys, your team has done this before, Red Dog, and building mines in remote stranded locations, if you will. So you've got your checklist in place, basically.
Right. And we're going to be announcing shortly, Ambler Metals, as I said, is the JV that holds the asset. So we're going to be announcing the president and CEO for that entity that will be responsible for delivering the project. And the person that we're going to be bringing into the role has a significant expertise and experience in the development of projects on a global basis. And that person will really be charged with starting to move a project forward in terms of the next phase of development and taking the study work a Trilogy has done and really looking at it from an Ambler perspective. And one of the things, Kerry, that I want to really highlight for your listeners, for those viewing the presentation, is that there's a lot of upside associated with Arctic that hasn't been captured yet. Our feasibility study basically indicates that we're looking at roughly a 12-year mine life. And with the conservative metal prices that we've used, it's about a $1.1 billion after-tax NPV. That's on a 100% Ambler basis. But we feel that there's a lot of exploration potential in the district. And so part of the work that will be done at Ambler Metals will be to look at how we could optimize the development of Arctic in terms of hopefully extending mine life, you know, making it a longer mine, and maybe look at the production profile and seeing if 10,000 tons per day is the most optimal or whether there's other options that make more sense. So we're excited about moving into the next phase of the development process.
Hey, so one thing I find interesting, Tony, when I see these large-scale projects is that for a while they're just kind of in the dream phase, and then they reach a point of critical mass, and then the project takes on a life of its own. It looks to me like we're at that point where we've tipped to the project is just, you know, basically taken on a life of its own.
Well, I think the key points are going to be the next steps in the road development and the financing of the road, which is going to be key. And then, as I said, the handing over of the study work to the Ambler team, which is then going to start to optimize that work. And so we are starting to get into the more meat and potatoes part of what needs to happen. And you're absolutely right. When these projects start to get going and real money starts to be spent, they do take on a life of their own. So as we're building out the team, as we're handing over the study work, as we're looking at the next phases of development of Aurora, we're very excited about all of these pieces fitting together. And, you know, the other key that we haven't really talked about, Kerry, is the fact that our project and the Ambler Mining District is located in Alaska. And that's a big plus in that it's a tier one jurisdiction. As you rightfully point out, it's a high-grade deposit. Arctic is the first of what we hope is many. It's 5% copper equivalent grades. Those grades are very, very hard to come by and unusual. And so we've got the advantage of being in a tier one jurisdiction, Alaska. We've got the advantage of having a high-grade deposit. We've got the advantage of having a strong partner in South 32, which is an Australian multinational that has operations worldwide. And then we have the advantage of having NANA, which is a native corporation, as one of our partners as well, in that they contributed some of a land that's part of a joint venture in the project, and they have an economic interest. And they have an economic reason for this project to go forward. So there's a lot of pluses going our way here. And we know that, as you said, these things take on a life of their own, and it's never a straight line. There's going to be some zigs and zags, but we're very optimistic about how this project is going to go, and excited about how we're going to get to the next phase of development and looking at more opportunities within the district, which is really key to realizing the value of Ambler.
And I've said many times, the reality is the life of this district's going to be, it's going to be producing metal resources well beyond my life and yours. It's going to be like Red Dog just going on for generations. And that's something I realize you really can't put so much in a feasibility study, but that is the reality.
Absolutely. And, you know, part of this optimization work that we're going to look at is we're going to look at Arctic, but we're not going to look at it in isolation with bornite. So bornite is another deposit that's not far from Arctic. It's different mineralization, and likely the processing plant would be different. And maybe you would have a different processing plant at bornite than you would have at Arctic. But what we want to look at a bornite in conjunction with Arctic and look at some of the opportunities to possibly share infrastructure and how that could move forward. And I'll remind your listeners that bornite has a resource, including inferred resources of about 8 billion pounds of copper. So it's a very large development opportunity. And we want to look at that as, you know, the next potential development opportunity after Arctic. So we're excited about that. The current year, unfortunately, if you have to sort of look at one thing that you know, we're disappointed about is with coronavirus and our inability to have a field season in Alaska this year, which we believe was the right decision just given what was happening in the state and the fact that our field season was going to be truncated, but we're looking to have a larger field season next year. And that will set the tone for looking at the additional exploration potential in the district. So you're absolutely correct. It's not just Arctic. It's about bornite, which is already advanced, and how we can start to think about those projects in terms of the next steps.
Yeah. So vast project prioritization in these vast projects is really the key, because you've got to do things very methodically, orderly to get this done. And it requires how many people is it going to take to ultimately construct the road and then the mine? I mean, we're talking huge numbers of people.
Yeah, I don't have those details at my fingertips. I mean, I think it's really going to depend on ADA, which is responsible for developing the road. So the way the road's going to evolve is that ADA is a development agency in the state of Alaska. They have a AAA credit rating. They would put up a financing for the road. There would be a toll that would be charged to the company and companies that use the road. The road would be a private industrial use only, because one of the concerns in the community, and rightfully so, is that they don't want to see their subsistent living environment impacted. They don't want to see their hunting and fishing areas have other people come into those areas. So they want that road to be private industrial use. And that's the way it would be set up. And what we would do is pay a toll. So it's going to be ADA that's going to be involved in the development. But as you point out, it would be a large development project. If we're looking at roughly an initial phase of probably somewhere around $350 million for that initial phase of development. The project for Arctic as a whole is just over $900 million, which is up a little bit from a feasibility study, but that's really just inflationary impacts of what's happening since we did the pre-fees in 2017. We're in a strong position to start to move things forward. We're sitting on about $145 million in cash in the JV, which will help advance the next phases of the development. I think commodity prices are going our way. We feel very optimistic about how things could start to advance and move forward in the next while.
Well, definitely exciting times for you here, Tony. We wish you the best of luck. And really, you should go take a look at the company's website, which is trilogymetals.com. This ticker symbol on the NYSE is TMQ, also on the TSX. And sounds like you got your work cut out for you, Tony, but it sounds like you're up to the challenge and ready to get moving.
We are. And Kerry, I do want to thank you once again for your pertinent questions, thoughtful analysis of what we're doing here at Trilogy. We're very excited about the opportunities, and I do want to just thank you for the opportunity to be on your show.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Hey, any questions or comments for Tony or anybody else at Trilogy, just send me an email, al@kerrylutz.com. Tony, we'll be checking in with you again to see how the progress is going. Hopefully the coronavirus delay will be a brief one and we can get back to business both in Alaska and the rest of the country. And good luck.
Thanks again, Kerry. Very much appreciate it.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.